传讲的信息
and for the previous three series of meeting that we had,
给我们看见罗马城是一个怎么样的城
it allows to see what kind of city Rome is
罗马帝国是一个怎么样的帝国
Roman Empire what it is
在罗马里面的百姓是怎么样的百姓
the citizens of the city of Rome
罗马在世界历史中间占有怎样的文化地位
and in the history of the human culture what kind of position that Rome hold
那保罗对这个城市的负担是什么
and what kind of burden Paul had to this city
他要把福音传给罗马的地方
that he want to preachThis gospel to the city of Rome.
为什么呢
Why?
因为虽然这个城市从世界的角度来看什么都有
Because from the perspective of the world even though this city has everything
但是这些不是人类最深的最永恒的最基本的需要
But all these things are the most basic more eternal and more important need of the world
当你看见世界什么都有的时候
When you see the world has everything
人还需要什么呢
What does man need anymore?
保罗说我要把耶稣基督的福音传给你们在罗马的
Paul said, I want to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to the city of Rome
因为这是神借着他的儿子对世界所要达到的旨意
Because this is God through his son Jesus Christ wanted to achieve his aim
要在万国的中间使人信服真道
That among all nations the people will submit to the truth of God
就因为这样的动机所以保罗再写了一段的话来告诉罗马的弟兄姊妹他与他们属灵的关系
And because of this motive Paul wrote another passage telling his relationship with the people of Rome
这就是今天我们特别要读的一段的圣经
And this passage we want to read this evening
我们大家一同打开罗马书第一章
Romans the one we turn to
我们要从第五节开始来读
Reading from verse 5
罗马书第一章第五节
Romans chapter 1 我们
一同开始来读
verse 5,
一直读到第十二节
Until verse 12
罗马书第一章我们从第八节读到第十二节
I'm sorry, verse number 8 to verse number 12
第八到第十二节
verse number 8 to verse number 12
我们大家一同开声来读第一我靠着耶稣基督为你们众人感谢我们的上帝因为你们的信德传遍天下我在他儿子福音上用心灵所侍奉的上帝可以见证我怎样不住地提到你们在祷告之间常常恳求或者照着上帝的旨意终能沿着平坦的道路往你们那里去因为我切切地想见你们要把这些属灵的恩赐分给你们使你们可以坚固这样我在你们中间因你与我彼此的信心就可以同得安慰我们再读第六节一直到第八节的话
Reading from verse 6 to 8
一二三其中也有你们这蒙召属耶稣基督的人我写信给你们在罗马为上帝所爱奉召做圣徒的众人愿恩惠平安从我们的父上帝并主耶稣基督归于你们我们读经就到这个地方
We read the reading of scripture here
当保罗把这个福音在神整个对世界的这个旨意讲明出来之后
When Paul expounded the will of God in gospel to the whole world
他就提到这里面也有你们在罗马的人
He said this also including those who are in Rome
你们是神所爱的
That you are loved by God
你们这些神所爱的人就在上帝要外万国归向他这些普世选民中间的一部分
And to all those people in the whole universe that have been selected by God you are included as part of them
我愿你恩惠平安从上帝 同我们的主耶稣基督归于你们。
How I wish that the grace of God and also the peace of God from Jesus Christ and God come unto you.
这也就是基督教与旧约的圣经不同的地方。
And this is the difference of Christianity and Old Testament.
旧约的圣经告诉我们只有一位的上帝。
The Old Testament tells us there's only one God.
他是万有的泉源。
And He is the source of all grace.
他是一切存在的根本。
And also the foundation of all existence.
宇宙的创造者。
And also the creator of the whole universe.
他是独一的神。
He is the only God.
使我们敬拜同信仰独一的对象。
And He is the only object for us to worship and also for the belief.
但犹太人对这个真理不明白的时候
，When the Jews don't understand about this，
他们就产生了宗教性的淫乱。
And because of that, they have the religious fornication.
什么叫做疯宗教性的淫乱呢
？What about religious fornication？
不忠于他们的神
，which means they are not faithful to their God。
敬拜那些四周列邦列国那些其他的假神。
And to only worship those false gods among all nations。
他们敬拜巴力。
They build, they worship.
敬拜大棍。
And also the
Astro. 他们大敬拜的亚斯塔路。
Astro.
他们敬拜许多迦南的那些假神。
And all the false gods in Canaan.
他们在这一个许多山丘的地方。
And also among the small hills.
建立了祭神的那些的神殿。
They build those altars and temples to worship God.
神龛神庙充满了圣地。
And God see that all the temples are filled all the places of the holy place.
所以上帝就差遣士师，差遣许多他的仆人来责备犹太人所做的事。
And because of that, God sent judges and other people to rebuke His own people.
他们悔改了以后呢
？After repentance,
神医治他们的地。
God healed their sickness.
神赐福他们的农作物。
God blessed their culture.
神给他们的国家有太平。
And also there's peace among the nations.
但是不久之后呢
？But after some time,
又在敬拜假神。
They also worship false god again.
遭受外族的蹂躏。
And also once again they are being persecuted by the other races.
受外邦人的轻看。
And also being despised by other nations.
神在差遣先知来责备他们。
And God sent prophets to rebuke them again.
他们在悔改。
And then repent.
就像周而复始，一直继续不断的犯罪，离开他们的神。
So it becomes a vicious cycle that leaves from God and the sin.
所以在旧约的历史书里面看得很清楚。
And we read very clearly in the Old Testament.
你们这样要到什么时候
？Until when would you stop all this？
你们不敬拜对的上帝。
That you do not worship your God.
你们不敬拜对的真神。
You do not worship the only God.
你们心思两意要到什么时候
？That your heart is divided.
你们用别的神代替耶和华。
And also you use other God to represent Jehovah.
你们的愁苦必定加添。
And your suffering will increase and increase.
那些神根本不是神。
Because those gods are not God.
因为他们有口不能言。
Because they have the mouth they cannot speak.
他们有眼不能看。
They have eyes they see not.
他们有耳不能听。
They have ears they hear.
他们的手不能做
，the hands that they're gonna walk，
他们的脚不能走
，they have the legs but they walk not。
为什么你把这些的神来代替那创造天地万物唯一的独一的真神
？Why do you all these gods substitute the only God who created the heaven and earth？
以色列后来不但不悔改
，the Israel not only they didn't repent，
他们把这些对他们传讲纯真信息的先知一个一个把他杀死
，but even more so to these prophets who preached truth to them they killed them one by one。
上帝知道时间已经到了
God see the time has come
所以就让以色列人呢就被掳到外邦那里
So the Israelites were being captured
当他们为他们宗教最大的圣殿感到夸口的时候
When they boast about the most beautiful temple of theirs
先知耶利米对以色列人说
Prophet this Jeremiah told the people
你们不要说这是耶和华的殿这是耶和华的殿这是耶和华的殿
Do not you boast that this is the temple of the Lord this is the temple of the Lord and this is the temple of the Lord
告诉你上帝要借着你们的仇敌来把这个殿撤毁了
I tell you through the hand of your enemies God will demolish this temple
以色列人听见耶利米讲这样的话的时候
When the Israelites heard about Prophet Jeremiah about this prophecy,
不但没有觉悟
not only they did not repent,
他们不但没有悔改
not only they did not understand,
他们说耶和华的殿，你竟然说上帝许可仇敌来把它撤毁吗
And you say that this is temple of the Lord, how can you say that God through the enemies will demolish?
你还敢说你是耶和华的先知
How dare you say you are the prophet of God?
耶和华的先知是不盼望耶和华的殿被撤毁掉
How can the prophet of God hope that he is temple will be demolished.
所以他们就逼害这些真的先知。
And because of that, they persecuted these true prophets.
他们说你既然是凶多吉少，讲那些不好的话。
And since you preach no good news,
所以我们一定要逼害你。
So we must persecute you.
他们把耶利米放在井里面几十天的时间。
So they put this prophet in the well for tens of days.
耶利米为以色列百姓哀哭痛哭。
Jeremiah, for the sake of the Israel, he cried and wept.
常常流泪
and he wept.
所以圣经给我们看见他是个流泪的先知
And that's why the Bible allows to see that he is the prophet of tears.
伤痛的先知
He will want to feel sorrow.
他说：“但我的眼睛如同泉源一样的流出泪水。”
And he said, "How that my eyes are like wells, the wells."
眼里面的眼有永不流息的眼泪
And also the eyes of Jeremiah has tears that flow and flow.
眼里有心有一个闭塞的火，没有办法，差不多要爆炸出来。
And there's a fire within him that is going to explode.
为什么呢？ Why? 因为他的百姓没有尊耶和华为大。
Because his people do not deem God as great.
后来上帝就差遣尼布加尼撒来围困耶路撒冷，把以色列人打败了。
And because of that, God sent King Nebuchadnezzar to circle their city and they were demolished.
我对你们讲道你不听。
I preach to you, you never listen.
我给你敬戒你不听。
I warn you, you never listen.
我差遣先知你杀害他。
I send prophet, you kill them. How?
Okay. 我去把你们交给仇敌。
Now I want to place you in the hand of your enemies.
这样以色列人就被掳到巴比伦有七十年的时间。
And because of that, they've been kept to Babylon for 70 years.
请你注意下面一句话。
Pay attention.
当以色列人从巴比伦回来的时候。
When the people return from Babylon.
他们有没有在拜偶像？
Did they continue to worship idols?
有没有？
Did they?
你们读圣经有没有读到？
Did they?
从巴比伦回来以后
When they returned from Babylon
再拜巴利
They continued to worship Baal
再拜迦南的那些假神
Also those false gods of the Canaan
在那金光之处又在建立神龛
And they start to build altars again
没有了
No
到耶稣基督的时代
Until the time of Jesus
四本福音完全不再记载有任何拜假神的事
Because the false gods were never recorded that they worship idols again
所以他们就经过这么大的鞭打这么大的管教他们才回到上帝的面前
It was such a whip that they received before they come back to God
今天许多的基督徒也是这样
Today a lot of Christians are like that
一边拜上帝一边烧香
On the one hand they burn this incense on the
one hand they worship God 一边做礼拜一边找看命先生
On the one hand they come to the church On the other hand they go to the fortune tellers
有一个基督徒、啊、前面照片是耶稣后面是关公
And also there's a Christian on the front side they have the Jesus image on the other hand there's 关公
所以牧师来他就翻一翻
So they just turn when the pastor comes
牧师走了他再翻一翻
When the pastor returns he turns to the other side
圣经说你心慈二意要到什么时候
The Bible says your heart is divided when with that God
所以犹太人经过了很大的管教以后
So it was as a great teaching from God
他们回到独神信仰的纯正的正统的教义
They come to the orthodoxy of the teaching of the only God that they believe
那么保罗应该在这里说平安从我的主上帝归你们去够
And it is enough then Paul would say that the peace come to you through Jesus Christ my God
将从我的上帝归给你就够了
And only through God to you that's enough
为什么要说除了主以外从上帝以主耶稣基督归你
But why can't you say that from God and also through my Lord Jesus Christ
所以这就是罗马城的人对神观念的一个新的一个革命性的一个看法
And that is a revolutionary kind of concept of God to the Romans
原来的罗马城
Because the Rome city
帝王就是这个凯撒他征服万有的时候
The Caesar when they conquered every place
把许多许多民族都打败了
And many of the nations they conquered
他们都知道这些民族不堪一击连他们的宗教也都降服
And they know that this nation could be conquered easily even their own God
但是在罗马帝国中间只有一个民族他们绝对不向罗马皇帝称主
But in the empire of Rome there's only one race that never called Caesar as Lord
就是犹太人
The Jews.
犹太人只称耶和华为主，不要称凯撒为主。
Because the Jews only will address God as God, not Caesar as the Lord.
所以罗马人没有办法。
So the Rome couldn't end anything.
他们最后呢，就特别许可犹太人在耶路撒冷敬拜耶和华，可以不必称凯撒为主。
And because of that, they allowed the Jews in Jerusalem to worship the only God and never to address the Caesar as Lord.
这样，凯撒在别的地方被称为主。
So in other places, Caesar is called Lord.
那么犹太的地方，你可以称耶和华为主。
So in the place of the Judah, you can call this your God as Lord.
因为你们相信独一的上帝。
Because you believe God who is only God.
所以这个政治就变成一国两制
And because there are only one nation but two systems.
你懂吗？在耶路撒冷一个制。
There's one system in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷邻如别以外的地方另外一个制度。
And places other than Jerusalem, there's another system.
所以邓小平的一国两制是2000多年以前罗马原版的副本。
So one nation but two, this system is a replica from 2000.
好了好了，你们既然这么硬。
哦，亚述哈哈的，
硬到在玛莎达都自杀而死。
因为玛莎达 ，you kill yourself，
我就不勉强你了。
I will not force you then。
就我们就一国两制吧。
So we're one nation， 嘛，都是
在罗马城。
In the city of Rome，
罗马帝国其他的地方
，and other places of Roman Empire，
人都要称凯撒为主。
People will address Caesar as Lord。
只有你们犹太人在耶路撒冷
，only the Jews in Jerusalem，
你们可以在那个地方称耶和华为主。
Yeah, in that place you can address Jehovah as Lord。
我不会逼迫你们
，I will not persecute you。
我不会杀害你们
，I will not kill you。
我让你们宗教自由
，I allow you to have religious freedom。
那当保罗写这一本书的时候
，when Paul wrote this epistle to Rome，
主后53-54年
It was a 53 or 54 years AD.
那这本书是神特别为罗马基督徒的预备
，and God has specially prepared for the city of Rome，
也是对全世界将要成为基督徒一个很好的一个心灵的预备
，and also preparing for the heart of all people in the whole world。
无论你在耶路撒冷
，whether you are in Jerusalem，
无论你在罗马
，whether in Rome，
你都要称耶稣为主
，you must address Jesus as Lord。
所以在罗马帝国里面有一国两制，在神的国。国度里面没有一国两制
，But in the empire of this Rome, there are one nation, two systems, but not in the kingdom of God.
唐牧师，你讲这句话跟这一段有什么关系呢
？What's the relationship of this statement to this？
为什么讲罗马书？你讲了四世纪，讲的那些耶利米的事情
？Why you say you talk about Jeremiah about the fourth century matters on this book of Romans？
你看到刚才这一段的最后一句话吗
？You see what the last statement is?
愿恩惠平安从我的主，我的上帝，以及耶稣基督归于你们。
That the peace and also the grace of God coming from God and also in Jesus Christ.
如果单单从上帝而来
，if it is only coming from God，
那我们就很容易明白了。
Then it is easy for them to understand.
上帝以及耶稣基督而来
，why is that from God and Jesus that he comes？
这就是预备基督徒要知道基督是神
，to prepare that Christian will know that Jesus is God.
那么基督是神之外的神吗
？And is God, Jesus the God outside God？
我可以不可以一百方面称上帝为神，另外一面称一个叫做人的凯撒？
Can I on the one hand address Jehovah as God and also Caesar as God?
如果我不能称神为神，又再差以外称凯撒为神
，If I cannot God address God as God and other than me address also Caesar,
那我怎么可能在神之外又称耶稣基督为神
？How can I other than God address Jesus as God?
这个困难就来到。
And there comes the difficulty.
所以约翰福音第十四章第一节
，And that's why John chapter 14 verse 1,
耶稣基督说
，Jesus Christ,
你们信。上帝也当信我。
Then you believe God, also you must believe in me.
今天基督徒读这些圣经没有什么特别的反应。
Jesus Christ, for Christians to read this passage today, there's not a strange feeling.
你说这很平常吗
？You say this common.
我们信上帝，信耶稣基督就是这样。
To believe in God, to believe Jesus is so common.
你明白下面这几句话的意思
？But we understand the following passage.
当耶稣讲这句话的时候，是冒了生命的危险讲的。
Because Jesus Christ was risking his life when he said this.
你说为什么
？Why？
因为他对犹太人讲这句话。
Because he was saying this to the Jews。
等你宣布你们信对的上帝不够，还要信我。
It is only but to declare that to believe only in one God is not enough. You must believe also in me。
单单这句话就足够理由，使犹太人用石头把耶稣打死。
Even this statement itself is insufficient for the Jews to stone him to death.
拿撒勒人耶稣啊
，and also the Jesus of Nazareth。
你的冒犯太大了。
How can you blaspheme?
你是亵渎上帝的。
You blaspheme the name of God.
我们的祖宗拜偶像。
Because our ancestors worship idols.
受刑罚。
And they were punished.
被掳七十年。
And they were kept there for 70 years.
经过大半的痛苦、可怕的管教，才悔改，相信独一的上帝。
Through great difficulty and punishment, only then they return to believe only in one God.
我们这个复兴的代价太大。
And also the price for us to pay for this revival is too great.
现在我们已经归回正统了。
Now we are coming to the orthodoxy.
我们只相信独一的上帝。
We believe only in one God.
你怎么可能叫我们又在说你信上帝也当信我？
And how can you teach me that to believe only God but also in me Jesus?
所以他们可以因此把耶稣打死。
And it is sufficient for them to stone Jesus to death.
耶稣基督一定要预备整个教会的心。
But Jesus must prepare the heart for the whole church.
这样你看见以后，保罗、彼得所有的书信都称耶稣为主。
So later on you see the epistle coming from Paul and Peter, they also call Jesus as Lord.
因为基督早就在上十字架以前为他们预备心了。
Because Christ Jesus before he went to the cross had prepared their hearts.
现在我问你一个问题。
One question I would ask.
全本圣经新约里面耶稣成为主是什么时候开始？
And for the whole Bible in the New Testament, where would it start that Jesus is called the Lord?
哪一个最先讲？
Who said it first?
你们不是基督徒很多执事长老在这里吗？
Well, maybe many elders and deacons and all Christians are here.
你们不是很多牧师传道在这里吗？
You have pastors and preachers here.
我问你，
I want to ask you.
全本新约圣经里面耶稣被称为主是哪一个先讲的？
For the whole New Testament, who is the one who spoke first that Jesus is Lord?
谁讲的？勇敢一点吧，最多讲错了不会留级的。
Be brave.
谁呀？彼得。
Peter.
彼得什么时候讲？
When?
你是基督，你是永生上帝儿子，没有主啊。
You are Christ, you are the son of eternal God, but there's no such word Lord.
所以你们答我的问题要谨慎一点啊。
Must be alert and careful if you answer my question.
耶稣被称为主是谁先讲的？
That who spoke first that Jesus is Lord?
全本新约第一个讲主是谁啊？保罗啊，在哪里啊？
Paul, where?
好像在哪里，一直爬头，不知道在哪里，在哪里啊？保罗比彼得更迟很多。
And Paul much later than Peter.
耶稣死了复活，升天的保罗都还没有悔改。
Because even Christ Jesus was resurrected, Paul has not repented yet.
最先称耶稣主的是谁啊？
Who is the one who addressed him?
还有没？
As Lord first.
罗马，多马。
Thomas.
是不是啊？
Is that right?
是不是？
Is that right?
是十字架的强盗，但耶稣啊，有没有讲主啊？他讲耶稣啊
，Jesus he said the thief on the cross.
是谁？是约翰
，John the Baptist.
真主啊，在哪里啊
？Where？
有没有啊？有没有
？Where？
约翰有没有讲主啊？
我怎么
哎呀，你们今天全部考不及格了，下个礼拜不可以来了。圣经里面哪一个先称耶稣为主的？
Who was the one in the Bible first addressed Jesus as Lord?
我如果讲出来，您一定吓了一跳。
You will be surprised if I say that.
不是人讲的。
Not man.
路加福音。
Look.
一章多少？十六节。
Chapter 1 verse 46.
四十六节。那是天使先讲的。
Angels.
我请你注意
Pay attention.
耶稣
Jesus,
基督
Christ,
主
Lord,
上帝的儿子
The Son of God.
这四个基督论最大的名称都不是从人开始。
The four most important titles of Jesus Christ did not start from man.
我告诉你，你不要说呢，你我不注意。
Do not say that because of you and I never pay attention.
有很多神学家都不注意。
Even our theologians never pay attention.
是天使讲的。
The angel.
这四个名称都是天使先讲。
These four titles of Christ Jesus was first spoken by the angel.
最奇妙是什么？
And what's most wonderful?
天使称耶稣为主，不是对约瑟讲，不是为玛利亚讲。
That this angel when he addressed Jesus is Lord not to Mary or to Joseph.
对谁讲的？
To whom?
是对在旷野的那些牧羊人讲的。
To the shepherds in the wilderness.
因为今天在大卫的城里面为你们生了基督，就是救主，就是主基督。
and in the wilderness, he said that today in the city of David is born unto you the Christ, the baby who is the Lord.
Lord Christ.
Lord Christ.
就是主基督,
the Lord Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
my dear brothers,
因为当没有人可以认识这件事情,
when man could not know about this thing,
神就亲自派遣天使来启示了,
God himself sent angels to reveal to us.
这些善良的天使,
and this angel who is
good,
according to the will of God,
把基督的位分提出来了,
and to this the person of Christ Jesus
mentioned that. 是主,
that is Lord.
主这个字呢，在希伯来文的里面的意思就是上帝的意思。
Lord in the Hebrew language is God.
除了上帝外，人不可以称其他的位格是主。
Other than the God, no one can call other person as Lord.
所以保罗对罗马的基督徒怎么讲呢？
And Paul to the city of Rome, what
he said?愿恩惠平安从我父上帝。 以及主耶稣基督归于你们。
May the grace and the peace of God from God and also from Lord Jesus coming to you.
这个新约的一个开始。
And this is the beginning of the New Testament.
基督徒一个认识的开始。
And also the knowing of Christians.
基督徒认识我们信独一的上帝。
And Christians know that we believe only one God.
只有一位上帝。
Only one God.
有在上帝人的中间只有一位中保。
And between God and man there's only one mediator.
这个中保到底是人的是神呢？
And this mediator is it God or is it man?
曾经降世为人的神。
That the God who has become man,
他又是神又是人,
and he was God and also is man.
相信独一的上帝,
and we believe in one God.
相信我主耶稣基督,
believe in my Lord Jesus Christ.
使徒信经是不是这样写的?
And the Apostles' Creed, that is said,
我信上帝,
I believe in God,
全能的父,
the Almighty Father,
创造天地万物的主,
the one who created, the Lord who created heaven and earth.
我信我主耶稣基督,
I believe my Lord Jesus.
所以除了信独一的神,
other than believing in one God, in Lord,
他是恩惠平安的源头,
and also is a source of grace and peace.
他是创造的源头,
he is a source of grace.
那么你说基督是主以外另外一个主吗?
You say that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord other than the other Lord.
基督是上帝以外的一个上帝吗?
Is he the God other than the other God?
那我就分叉了，变成信两个神了。
Then we will say that we believe in two God.
我告诉你，就因为这一件事情很难明白,
and because this is so difficult to understand,
所以后来教会从圣经里面发现 原来这是三位一体的上帝。
And that's why later on the church found that this is a triune God.
被称为主的不但是父上帝,
the one who is called God, the only God the Father is.
被称为主的又是子上帝,
the one who is called the Lord also God the Son.
被称为主的又是灵上帝,
the one who is called God also God the Holy Spirit.
圣父是上帝,
and God the Father is God.
圣子是上帝,
and God the Son is God.
圣灵是上帝,
God the Holy Spirit also is God.
圣父上帝是我的主,
and God the Father is my Lord.
圣子上帝是我的主,
God the Son is my Lord.
圣灵上帝也是我的主,
and God the Holy Spirit also is my Lord.
那你说这是三位主吗?
That's three Lord?
不是,
no.
是一个主, 不一的主, 不一的神, 三个不同的位格,
one Lord, one God, but only one person.
这样的平安恩惠从我的主, 归的上帝以及耶稣基督归于你们。
And that's why the grace and the peace from one God but through Jesus Christ coming to you.
我其实不必把这一节讲得这么详细。
I actually do not expound so clearly in this.
但这件事很重要。
But because it's so important.
当我讲希伯来书的我会提出来。
When I mention about the expound the book of Hebrew, I would say this.
讲罗马书的我更要提出来。
And all the more I have to expound the book of Romans. Why?
因为当犹太人称上帝是对的主的时候,
because when the Jews called God as the only God,
罗马人就一国两制,
a Rome one nation but two systems,
让你去叫你的主吧,
you will call your God as Lord.
但是,
but
这犹太人中间一称耶稣为主的时候,
when this the Jews call Jesus as Lord,
犹太人 中间这些称耶稣为主的人就不能享受一国两制。
And these people who address Jesus as Lord cannot enjoy the privilege of one nation, two systems.
马上杀害基督徒。
And they were being killed.
犹太人的上帝 之外为什么还有另外耶稣叫做主?
And the God of Jews, other than him, how can you call another person as Lord?
所以那个犹太人就对罗马帝国说, 他们称耶稣为主，跟我们称耶和华是上帝是两件事情。
And the Jews were terror Romans saying that they call Jesus as Lord and as we call God as God are two different things.
这就是罗马帝国为什么要开始迫害、杀死基督徒的原因。
And that is why the Roman Empire begins to persecute and kill Christians.
那你清楚了？
大家 clear now?
我相信我讲到这里的时候，这一段解经的书都没有这样讲。
And all these commentaries never expound in this way.
感谢上帝
，Praise the Lord.
这就是后来耶稣基督成为我们称他为主，使我们得救的一个原因了。
And that is the reason why he said Jesus Christ we call him as Lord, and also the reason for our salvation.
而这句话是特别在罗马书里面记载下来。
And this statement is especially recorded in the book of Romans.
你们若口称耶稣为主
，If you were to confess Jesus as Lord,
心里相信他从死里复活
，And your heart believe that he resurrected from dead,
就必得救
，You will be saved.
你们称耶稣为主
，That you profess him as Lord,
你们就必得救。
You will be saved.
这表示神已经借着保罗预备罗马人的心，让他们在大逼迫以前先肯定自己的信仰，从应当付的代价。
Meaning that the God through Paul has prepared their heart even before persecution, they know that Christ Jesus is the Lord.
我们今天读圣经当然没有这样包袱。
Of course, we do not have this kind of burden when we read the Bible today.
我们没有这样的困难。
We don't have this kind of difficulty. 但
你想象啊
，But you imagine.
如果我是住在罗马的
，If I were to stay in the city of Rome,
有一个人把保罗这封信带来了
，And one person were to bring this epistle from Paul.
我这些住在罗马的人
，And we who stay in the city of Rome,
接受了犹太人相信对上帝信仰的那一些人
，So we who believe in the Jews only one God doctrine,
后来听见这句话。
And let them heard about this
thing. 恩惠平安
that the grace and peace
我们的父上帝
coming from our God
并主耶稣基督而来的
also Jesus Christ to you.
那糟糕了
that will be troubled.
这封信不是把我们捡入一定要在凯撒之外相信另外一个人叫耶稣基督叫做主的吗
because other than Caesar we now be involved in addressing another person as Lord.
如果说上帝是主因为他不是人、
If God is called Lord, he is not man.
犹太人说我不相信人是主
And also the Jew when you're going to believe that human is Lord,
相信神是主
And God is Lord,
人不是主
man is not Lord.
但是犹太人知道耶稣是人
But the Jews know that Jesus was a man.
那么罗马帝国的也知道耶稣是一个人
And also the city of Rome also know that Jesus was a man.
是一个在罗马巡抚统治犹太地区的时期里面被钉在十字架上一个人
Because at the time of the governor of Pontius Pilate he was being nailed on the cross, he was a man.
怎么可能把这个拿撒勒人耶稣也叫做主呢
How can this Nazarite be called Lord?
所以这一封信你接受了
So when they receive accept
the epistle 接受了这句话
And also accept this statement
表示你就可能有叛国的罪
Meaning that you are a traitor
你就可能被砍头了
That you could be beheaded
是保罗现在预备基督徒的心
So Paul is now preparing the heart of the Christians
基督徒呢是谁呢
Who are the Christians
父上帝
God the Father
主耶稣基督
And Lord Jesus
领受救恩的人
That they receive the salvation
领受恩惠平安的
Receive the grace and peace
那么这些人怎么成为基督徒的
These people how do they become Christians
圣经没有清楚告诉我
The Bible never say clearly
罗马是教会谁去创立的
Then who established the Church of Rome.
保罗到马其顿去。
Paul went to Macedonia.
保罗到加拉太去。
And of Galatia.
保罗到帖撒罗尼迦。
To Thessalonica.
保罗到律师大去。
And also to Lystra.
保罗到这个以弗所去。
And Ephesians.
在他知道他到过的地方，他怎样建立教会，设立长老。
And to the places he had been, he know how he established church and established the elders.
但是罗马城是谁去建立的
？But who established the Church of Rome?
罗马城里面的教会是哪一个使徒去建立的
？And also the church in the city of Rome.Who established as an apostle?
没有人知道。
No one knows.
圣经没有讲。
The Bible never says.
使徒行传也没有记载的。
The Acts never record.
而且当保罗写信给罗马的时候
，When Paul wrote the city of Rome,
罗马已经很多基督徒了。
And also there were already many Christians in the city of Rome.
如果你看罗马书第十六章
，If you read Romans chapter 18,
你就发现在某某家的教会、某某家里的圣徒、某某家许多家庭教会在罗马城里面。
They will say that they are sending greeting to many homes church in the city of Rome.
正像今天的中国大陆有许多许多的家庭教会存在。
Like the city of the mainland China today, there are many home houses.
所以罗马的基督徒从哪里产生出来
？So where comes this the Church of Rome?
不知道。
We do not know.
有的人说可能他们是曾经呢到耶路撒冷。 看见使徒行传第二章圣灵降临，使徒们勇敢作见的时候，接受耶稣，三千人里面的一些人。
People that say probably among the 3,000 who at the time of the Acts chapter 2, when Holy Spirit came, they witnessed this and they returned to the city of Rome. They established the church.
这些人在罗马帝国各地方做生意。
So in many places they are businessmen.
差不多五旬节的时候
，at the time of Pentecost,
他们就回到耶路撒冷去。
They come back to Jerusalem.
就在那边守节。
And there they observe the festival.
突然间看见使徒彼得站起来。
Later on they see that the apostle Peter stood up.
耶稣基督的死
，preach about the death.
耶稣基督的复活
，about his resurrection.
耶稣基督就是救主
，about him as savior.
所以他们那天就接受耶稣基督。
And on that same day they received Jesus
as their Lord. 受洗。
And they were baptized.
三千人在那天受洗。
3,000 were baptized on a single day.
律法赐下的那一天，三千人死。
So at that day when the Pentecost and Holy Spirit was given,
律法赐下的时候
，or at the time when the law was being given,
三千的人被杀死。
3,000 were killed.
当圣灵降临的时候，三千个人得救。
When Holy Spirit was given, 3,000 were saved.
摩西的律法赐下来那一天。
When the time Moses' law was being given,
3,000 个人被杀
,3,000 were killed.
圣灵赐下来那一天
,When the Holy Spirit was given,
3,000 个人受洗
,And then 3,000 were baptized,
得救了
,were saved.
罪的赦免
,And the
sin, 领受新的生命
,received a new life.
所以这3,000个人呢
,So these 3,000
他们就回到各地去了
,They returned to their own city.
有的回到埃及
,Egypt,
有的到阿拉伯
,And Arab,
有的到弗利加
,Phoenicia,
有的就到了这个小亚细亚
,And Asia Minor,
有的人就到西班牙
And
有的人就到这个罗马
，some to the city of Rome，
罗马城的基督徒
，so the city of Rome
很可能就是那些曾经到过耶路撒冷接触的基督徒，接触了使徒，领受了福音，悔改得救回去的。
Is it probable that those Christians who were earlier on come to Jerusalem and they received Christ Jesus and returned to the city of Rome？
那么他们回家了又变成一个怎么样的基督徒呢
？So what kind of Christian they became when they returned？
你说这里也没有牧师管我
？Why there's no pastor？
我在基督徒的时候，王牧师常常打电话：“你爱主吗？你有没有来做礼拜？感谢主！我现在在香港，没有人知道我。”
Because you say in Kuala Lumpur, Pastor Wang every time call me whether I come to the church, but in Hong Kong, no one calls me.
所以在吉隆坡做礼拜，在香港找小老婆。
So when you are in KL, you want to come to the church, but well, you are in Hong Kong, you get a second wife.
回到吉隆坡又参加茶经会，到了台北就去打麻将。
So when they come to KL once again, you come to the expository preaching meeting here, but you go to Taiwan, you never go.
所以现在他回去了。
So now he has gone back.
基督徒到罗马了。
Christian went back to Rome.
他们在罗马还做基督徒吗？
Are they still Christians then?
你说不必啦。
He said no need.
耶路撒冷没有夜总会。
Jerusalem there is no nightclub.
只有使徒。
Only apostles.
有圣殿。
And also temple.
不一样嘛，这个大城市嘛。
It's different, but this big city.
这里又有这个电脑，又有 PC 哈。
They have a PC.
又有 internet.
The internet.
还有这个夜总会 ，steam bar,
nightclub, steam bar.
还有 petrol， 就这个 petrol towers。Petrol towers. 这还有就很多很多的好东西
，and good things.
所以呢，他们到那里道德败坏了
，so they fall morally.
马来西亚东部
，and East Malaysia.
有很多人的乡村信主
，a lot of people believe in Jesus in villages.
我到他们中间去讲道
，when I preach among them.
等他们到了这个古晋的时候
，when they come to Kuching.
他们到了这个 Miri 的时候
，come to Miri.
他们到了这个西部的时候
，西部。
哦，原来世界是这么漂亮的。
Oh, so beautiful the church is. The world is.
也这么漂亮的电影啊。
And even at night you have cinema.
墙壁里面有人会打仗的。
And people will fight in the world.
啊，做礼拜很没有趣味了。
Well, there's no interest in going to meeting.
他们就去夜总会去玩了，就去电影，结果不信主。
So they go to nightclub, they go to cinema, they become non-Christian.
所以在大城市做基督徒不容易哦。
So to be a Christian in a big city is not easy.
在花花世界持守信仰不容易。
To also preserve your faith in the beautiful world is not easy.
对不对？
Isn't that so?
对不对
？Isn't that so?
对啊，哈哈，糟糕了你了。
Oh, you're in trouble.
对不对啊
？You're in trouble.
大城市做基督徒很不容易。
It's not easy to be a Christian in big cities.
保罗说不
，Because no，
因为这些罗马基督徒
，Because all these Christians in the city of Rome，
好的不得了
，They are good Christians.
什么好呢
？How good？
保罗常常提起他们。
Because Paul mentioned about them frequently.
保罗怎么能提起他们呢
？How can Paul mention about them?
保罗自己都没有去过。
Paul has never been there.
怎么会提起他们呢
？How would he mention about them?
现在比如说哈
，And that's for example.
我常常对你说
，Many times I tell you.
就墨西哥的基督徒多么好。
And the Christian in Moscow is good.
莫斯科的基督徒那么好。
The Christian in Moscow is good.
他们是莫斯科，莫斯科。
Moscow, Moscow, you say.
你到底去过没有啊
？Have you been there？
认识不认识他们
？Do you know them？
我说我去过。
I said I have.
怪不得你讲莫斯科，莫斯科。
No wonder you say Moscow.
But 我如果对你说哈
，If I were to tell you，
这个有一个城市啊
，There's a city。
这个城市叫做乌鲁木齐。
乌鲁木齐。
乌鲁木齐本来就是乌鲁木齐嘛。
乌鲁木齐。
乌鲁木齐的基督徒我非常整齐。
And they are very good Christians.
他们很爱主。
They love God very much.
你说你没有去过，你怎么知道呢
？You see, you've never been there. How do you know?
只有一个原因了。
What is one reason?
很多人传他们的好话到我耳中。
Because a lot of people tell me about that good point.
我才能提到他们。
Then because of that, I can mention about them.
对不对？我告诉你，做坏人容易出名。
Well, to be bad man is easy to become notorious.
做好人也不可能没有人传的。
I tell you to be a good man, you can be famous too.
如果你做好人，做的大家传传传传。
If you are a good man, everybody preach about it.
除非你好事做的很多，才有很多人传。
It is only when you do a lot of good things, people will preach about you.
因为平常的传好事比较慢，传坏事很快。
Because to preach about the bad things is easier than good things.
你听了就笑起来，因为你很多这样的经验。
Because you have this experience,
对不对？
啊，
坏事呢不必讲，不必吩咐。大家主动宣传免费的
If it's a bad thing, people will advertise for you freely.
好事呢就比较慢了
But good thing goes slowly.
但是
But
你做好事做多了
When you do much good things,
一定人传的
Surely people will
没有办法不传的
There's no way they won't preach.
传到人的口中的时候
When they preach to people,
传到人的眼中的、耳中的时候
To our ears,
那些有心的人一定会提你的
And those who have this heart will mention about you.
现在保罗这么提罗马的人。
And Paul mentioned about the people in Rome.
我们大家来看看。
啊，仔细，
大家一同来读了。罗马